Good afternoon. May I speak to Ms. Aaliyah?
Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor here. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. I am calling because we just received confirmation from our billing department through the insurance that Mr. Richard was hospitalized on August the 13th and the 14th. But there's clock ins and out from you, so I'm just trying to get some clarification.
He was, I don't know if he went into, if he was, if he went to the hospital. Was it an overnight stay, you're saying?
It doesn't give us the time of the hospital. It just states that he was admitted an inpatient from 8:13 to 8:14. But there's a clock in on 8:13 and there's a clock in and out on 8:14 from you. So just trying to get clarification.
He did go to the hospital. He was complaining about, but he wasn't admitted in the hospital. I mean, they did like observation, but he was home after that.
Do you know why you never reported this to the coordinator?
Say that again?
You never reported this to his coordinator assigned, the person you've been in communication with.
No, yeah. I didn't report it to them.
Okay, let me explain something to you on how that works.
Okay.
Being an employee with us, you have 24 hours to report hospitalizations to us, okay? Because we need to be known only because we bill the same way the insurance and the hospital bills. So
okay.
It's like we can't bill for the same thing the hospital already billed for.
Okay.
So that's why there's a stipulation on the hospitalization, because the insurance is asking for the return the money for those 2 days. That's why
okay.
I was trying to get clarification on your clock ins and out for those 2 days.
Okay.
Now, do you have the discharge papers?
I don't have the discharge. I didn't know I was supposed to keep copies of his discharge papers either.
So whenever there's a hospitalization, you're supposed to report it, and then the front page of the discharge paper gives us a date of an in and an out and a time on the bottom. That paper is needed for us confirmation on that he's discharged.
Okay. See, I didn't know
that. Yes. So the problem is the insurance is requiring for this payment back.
Okay. Well, you can take it out of the check.
Okay, I just wanted to just discuss it with you before we even take you.
Yeah, no, that's fine, because I didn't know, and I'm glad that you called me and explained. So now I know how it actually. This is the first person I ever did caregiving for. So.
Gotcha. Okay, just for future purposes.
And so
just
I need the discharge. Moving forward, I'll need his discharge.
Just the front page. Yep.
The copy.
Just take a picture of the front page and send it to your coordinator assigned, okay? And I believe that
okay,
is Myra.
I will.
Okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye-bye.